Across China.
实现梦想。
This is the BBC.
Oh, it's that time of the year again.
What time of the year?
You know, trick or treat, pumpkin pies, horror films.
All right, so it's Halloween then.
Yes, Halloween is just around the corner.
That's right. 大家好，我是董征，欢迎收听我们的节目，这里是 BBC 英语教学节目。
And I'm Dermot. Thanks for joining us for a Halloween special.
Halloween 中文叫做万圣节，就是在每年十月份的最后一天，也就是十月三十一日。
Although we don't get any public holidays for Halloween, a lot of people would do something to mark the day, especially if you're a kid.
有一件事是孩子们要在那一天做的，就是走家串户的去问 trick or treat, 糖果还是鬼把戏。And what does it mean, Dermot?
Well, let's hear from Naomi. What's trick or treat?
Well, obviously lots of children come round and knock on the door and they dress up with the sheets over their heads and they pretend to be really scary and they make ooh noises andsay trick or treat. And what they're saying is, you know, give me a treat, give me some sweets and I'll go away.
看来这主要是给孩子们的活动。
The kids would come around and knock on the door, and they pretend to be very scary.
Scary, 可怕的。比如说他们会戴可怕的面具，穿黑斗篷，还戴上吸血鬼恐怖的尖牙齿。
Exactly, that sort of thing. And if people open their doors, then the kids would say, trick or treat. So, usually you'd give them some sweets.
要是你什么也不给他们呢?
Well, they might just leave,Or they might get nasty and play a trick on you.
也就是说，如果你准备在万圣节的晚上对这些孩子打开大门的话，你最好事先准备一些糖果，否则后果很难预料。Dermot, do you know where this tradition comes from?
I don't know it myself, but Alison Cork does. She has written a book about special occasions, and here she tells us when the tradition for trick or treat started.
That is a Christian tradition that dates back to All Souls Day. And on that day, people would go round from village to village begging for little sweets and cakes made of bread and raisins normally. And depending on how many cakes they were given, they would say prayers for the souls of the departed relatives of the people giving them the cakes. So in other words, it was a sort of give me a cake and I'll say a prayer and ensure their safe passage into heaven. And that was it. The more cakes they were given, the more prayers they would say. So it was a form of bribery even then.
哦、oh, 这么说糖果还是鬼把戏这个传统来源于宗教。根据 Alison 说的很久很久以前穷人们呢他们会走村串巷。
They would be begging for little sweets and cakes from more well-off families.
乞讨 to beg. 有钱人家呢会给这些穷人糖果和有葡萄干的蛋糕。
Yes, bread with raisins. And once the poor people got their sweets or cakes, then they would say prayers for the souls of the dead.
Prayer, 也就是祈祷，就是说呢，给我一块蛋糕，我们就会祈祷保佑你死去的亲人，帮助他们升上天堂。
So it seems that's where trick or treat comes from.
那让我们再来听一遍 Alison 说的有关 trick or treat 由来。
That is a Christian tradition that dates back to All Souls Day. And on that day, people would go round from village to village begging for little sweets and cakes made of bread and raisins normally. And depending on how many cakes they were given, they would say prayers for the souls of the departed relatives of the people giving them the cakes. So in other words, it was a sort of give me a cake and I'll say a prayer and ensure their safe passage into heaven. And that was it. The more cakes they were given, the more prayers they would say. So it was a form of bribery even then.
BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English's Halloween special.
我们今天会告诉你一些关于万圣节的故事。我们还会听到英国人讲述他们自己是怎么过万圣节的。
We've already talked about trick or treat. Another very important aspect of Halloween is the pumpkin lanterns.
Pumpkin, 南瓜。万圣节的时候呀，有很多用南瓜做的灯笼。
There is a special name. They are called...Jack-o'-lanterns.
A special name, 这个特别的名字就叫做杰克灯笼。那有没有关于放这种南瓜灯笼习俗的传说呢?
There are several stories about them, but I really like the one Alison told us.
听众朋友们,这个 Alison 说的故事啊,有点长,但别担心,我们会帮助大家一小段一小段的去听。
Jack was a rather naughty young man who did a lot of drinking and things he shouldn't do. And one day he managed to chase the devil up a tree, and then he carved a cross into the trunk of the tree so the devil couldn't come down. And he made a pact with the devil that he'd only let him down if he promised not to possess Jack again. Now, when Jack died, he wasn't allowed into heaven because he'd had a bargain with the devil. But equally, the devil wouldn't allow him into hell because he'd got one over on the devil, and the devil was a bit annoyed about this. But as a second prize, the devil gave him a little ember to help him light his way through the darkness, and apparently this was then put into a pumpkin to help it burn longer.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the story. 在这个故事里啊，有一个叫做 Jack 的淘气小男孩。
He did things that he shouldn't do.
有一天他把这个魔鬼
The devil
追的逃到了树上，然后他呢在树干上雕了一个十字架。
The cross is thought to keep the devil away.
魔鬼就这样被困住了，他不能从树上下来，那怎么办呢？
Well, Jack, the naughty boy, made a pact with the devil.
Made a pact, 意思就是达成了某种协议。And the pact was...
If Jack let the devil down, the devil promised never to possess Jack again.
Possess, 它的意思呢是进入某人的身体，控制住他的灵魂，和我们中国说的鬼上身十分相似。也就是说呢 ,Jack 和这个魔鬼约定，如果魔鬼保证以后不上他的身，控制他的灵魂呢，他就放魔鬼下来。
Jack was a rather naughty young man who did a lot of drinking and things he shouldn't do. And one day he managed to chase the devil up a tree, and then he carved a cross into the trunk of the tree so the devil couldn't come down. And he made a pact with the devil that he'd only let him down if he promised not to possess Jack again. Now, when Jack died, he wasn't allowed into heaven because he'd had a bargain with the devil. But equally, the devil wouldn't allow him into hell because he'd got one over on the devil, and the devil was a bit annoyed about this. But as a second prize, the devil gave him a little ember to help him light his way through the darkness, and apparently this was then put into a pumpkin to help it burn longer.
故事还没有结束，过了几十年呢， Jack 死了以后他就遇上麻烦了。
Because he had struck a bargain with the devil, he was not allowed into heaven.
那上不了天堂，去地狱应该没什么问题吧？
Oh no no no, the devil was actually a bit scared of Jack because Jack had one over on him.That means Jack was perhaps a little too clever for the devil.
哎呀 ,Jack 被卡在中间了，他既不能上天堂又不能入地狱。So what happened to him?
Well, the devil gave him a little ember. That's a small piece of wood left over from a fire that's still red hot and glowing.
Ember, 一点火苗，就是靠着这一点点亮光 ,Jack 能够在黑暗中看到路。
And to help the ember last a bit longer, it was put into a pumpkin.
I see. 这就是为什么会用南瓜做灯笼的原因了。南瓜呢会保护火苗，延长它燃烧的时间。
So nowadays, people light up their jack-o'-lanterns to keep evil spirits away.
What an interesting story. 让我们继续来听 Alison 讲述这个故事的下半部分。
Jack was a rather naughty young man who did a lot of drinking and things he shouldn't do. And one day he managed to chase the devil up a tree, and then he carved a cross into the trunk of the tree so the devil couldn't come down. And he made a pact with the devil that he'd only let him down if he promised not to possess Jack again. Now, when Jack died, he wasn't allowed into heaven because he'd had a bargain with the devil. But equally, the devil wouldn't allow him into hell because he'd got one over on the devil, and the devil was a bit annoyed about this. But as a second prize, the devil gave him a little ember to help him light his way through the darkness, and apparently this was then put into a pumpkin to help it burn longer.
现在呢，过万圣节最重要的是好玩，尤其是对小朋友们来说。
And what could be more fun than playing games and eating great Halloween snacks?
如果你家有小朋友的话，那么 Carrie 说的这个可是一个好玩的游戏。
It's time to make little kiddies scream with horror.
There's a game you can play with children where you tell them a really scary story. Usually a ghost story or, you know, a story about witches or something like that. So you give them a bag and they have to put their hand in it and feel what's in it. And it relates to what's in the story. So, you know, you might say, and his eye popped out.And they put their hand in the bag, and inside you put a peeled grape, you know, a grape with no skin on it, and it feels like it's an eyeball. Ugh. Or you might say, and the worms crawled out of his body. Ooh. They put their hand in the bag, and there's some cold spaghetti in there. Ooh, and they all start screaming, and it's loads of fun.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
这个游戏的关键呢，是需要确保你有一个好的大袋子。
You must have a good scary story and tell it with passion.
如果你的故事呀讲到了一个，比如说一个鬼的眼球掉了出来，那赶紧抓住这个孩子，并且把他们的手伸到你的袋子里。
Imagine the feel of slippery, cold, peeled grapes on your fingertips.
是剥了皮的葡萄 ，yuck.
And that's the eyeball.
然后虫子从它正在这个腐烂的躯壳里钻了出来。
Dip your hand in for a lovely feel of cold noodles.
还有冰凉湿乎乎的面条。
And don't forget to shake the bag to make the noodles move.
哎，我敢肯定这周围到时候绝对到处都是惊声尖叫的孩子们，大人们可能需要戴耳塞了。
It's all about having fun.
那不过如果是那些急于提高厨艺的听友们，他们可以做一些什么应时应景的美味佳肴呢？
Well, we have a top Halloween dish from Val.
Well, I found two things which I think would be quite good for Halloween. One of them is scary spiders in blood sauce. Now, this really does look like spiders swimming in their own blood, their own sauce. Very nice. It consists of spaghetti, mushroom, red peppers, tomato sauce, and black food colouring. So, you can imagine what a dark and murky mess this would look.
哎呦，这听起来可有点恶心呢。
And it looks worse.Scary spiders in blood sauce.
这个菜啊，有一个和它样子非常贴切的名字，就叫做血酱里的恐怖蜘蛛。主要的材料有
spaghetti, that's Italian noodles.
意大利面条，很筋道耐嚼。
And mushrooms,
蘑菇，听起来还不错嘛。
And tomato sauce,
还有番茄酱。绝大多数的意大利食品里都少不了番茄酱。
The key ingredient that really makes the difference is black food coloring.
啊，加上几滴黑色的食用色素的结果就是这样的，黑黑的
，dark，
阴暗的
，murky，
而且乱七八糟
，in a mess， so absolutely disgusting to look at and fully achieves its intended visual effect。
不过说实话呀，如果你闭上眼睛，可能尝起来味道还不错，就像加了番茄酱的意大利面条。
Well, I found two things which I think would be quite good for Halloween.One of them is scary spiders in blood sauce. Now, this really does look like spiders swimming in their own blood, their own sauce. Very nice. It consists of spaghetti, mushroom, red peppers, tomato sauce, and black food colouring. So, you can imagine what a dark and murky mess this would look.
Well, we are almost at the end of our programme. Hopefully, you'll try some of our Halloween games and recipes at home this Halloween.
我们祝你万圣节愉快。下次如果再点亮南瓜灯的时候，可别忘了 Jack。
Okay, take care, bye bye.
再见。
Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
With BBC Learning English.